Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Number 1.
I wonder when we'll get the refund for the ticket's cancellation.
Who knows? They even haven't replied my email from last week.
What does the woman imply? Number 2.
We should never have planned an outdoor party.
If only we'd checked the weather forecast.
What do they mean? Number 3.
I like the way your hair looks, Tasha.
Thanks. I had it dyed last weekend.
What can be said about Tasha's hair? Number 4.
Hey, have you seen Matt?
He's nowhere to be found. Everybody's been asking me the same question.
What does the man say about Matt? Number 5.
How did the audition go?
I have no clue. They haven't got back to me yet.
What can we imply about the man? Number 6.
I didn't think the contestants were very well prepared for the competition.
To tell you the truth, neither did I.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
The terrain of the mountain is rough. I'm going to need to pack hiking boots.
Shouldn't you pack a walking stick too?
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
I'm thinking about ending my relationship with Emma. She just won't let me hang out with my friends.
Before you do, why don't you have a chat with her? Maybe she'd understand why you still need to hang out with your friends.
What does the woman suggest? Number 9.
Is Glenn still working as a teacher?
Not anymore. He decided he's not cut out for works in schools.
What can be concluded about Glenn? Number 10.
I had a lovely morning coffee with Megan today.
For real? Where did you meet her?
I bumped into her on my way to the office.
What does the man mean? Number 11.
I don't think I can make it to the concert on Friday. Have you bought the tickets for me?
Well, that's too bad, Andrew. I've already bought the tickets, so you'll still have to pay.
What is the woman really saying to Andrew? Number 12.
I think the new academic information system is more user-friendly than the earlier version.
Isn't it, though?
What does the man mean? Number 13.
James slept over at my place last night. Thank God no one noticed him slipping away off the dorm this morning.
You could have been suspended for smuggling a non-student into our dorm.
What does the woman mean? Number 14.
The last stop on this train will be Union Station. We should be arriving in another 10 minutes.
Wait a second. Union Station is the last stop?
What can be inferred about the man? Number 15.
I'm afraid my schedule won't fit the clubs. I have a class on Monday.
Well, it should be okay. Not everyone comes to every meeting.
What does the woman mean? Number 16.
So, you probably know that the club's meeting is on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah. There's one thing. I have a tutoring session scheduled every Tuesday.
What does the man imply? Number 17.
Rosita's design is wonderful, don't you think? I always adore her works.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
What does the woman mean? Number 18.
Canned tomatoes are on sale, ma'am. Take 3 for $20.
3 cans for $20? I'll take 6.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 19.
Oh, hi, Dan. I'm surprised to see you this late. Don't you usually work in the morning?
Actually, I'm temporarily covering for a front desk clerk who's taking a maternity leave.
Where does the man work? Number 20.
Have you taken a look at the office expansion upstairs? It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, the company must be making good money if they're adding that space.
What does the woman imply about the company? Number 21.
Chris, we'll need to set the new employee up with a new laptop and extra monitor.
Well, our budget is $1,500 maximum. Can you place orders for those? Make sure they fall within that price.
What will the woman probably do next? Number 22.
Tony, I was just about to ask, can I use your Walkman for a project?
No problem.
What does the man mean? Number 23.
I think Zach Dempsey is the best choice for the MVP player.
So do I, now that Jeff Atkins' nomination had been canceled.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
I'm going to the Padilla's house. I have a history project to complete, and I need to use his cassette player.
Why don't you use your father's?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 25.
So, shall we be partners in this assignment?
I don't see why not.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
I'm having an appointment with Mr. Porter for assistance in future studies.
Yeah, right. Mr. Porter is no help.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
Are you ready to go now, Steve?
As soon as my homework finished.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Hi, I'm new here. I can't find room 17, French class.
Out that main door. Take your right.
Where is room 17? Number 29.
Are you heading home, Paul?
Yes. But I'm going to hit the pool first.
What is the man going to do next? Number 30.
Attention! Mr. Baker's class is dismissed.
Class is canceled? So is the test? So I didn't have to study after all?
What had the woman originally assumed?
End of part A.
Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 35. Listen to the conversation between a student and her cheerleading coach.
Hi, Jessica.
Coach. Hi. I was just about to see you to find out what I need to catch up after my absence last week.
Well, we've been doing intense practices for the next game. I'll ask Sherry to go over our new formation with you before practice tomorrow, so you'll know what we're doing.
Okay.
So, how are you doing? I'm really sorry to hear about Jeff. He was a decent guy.
Well, I still couldn't believe he had gone. The accident, it was just too sudden. I'm just glad to have the whole family being there with me.
I know. One minute he's having fun, the next minute he's gone. That's just how life can be so unpredictable.
Oh, definitely. I'm sorry I had to miss practice for the funeral, though.
No worries. We both know blood is thicker than water.
Yups. Okay, I guess I'll see you tomorrow at practice then.
Wait. There are a couple of other things I need to tell you.
Oh, okay.
First, there's a slight alteration in the team's uniform.
What kind of alteration?
Apparently, there is a member of the school board who was in the cheerleader team here 30 years ago, and she is willing to sponsor our team. In return, we are displaying her business brand as our uniform's patch.
Oh, I don't know. We do this kind of sponsorship.
We didn't. But I'm sorry to say that the school fund alone barely covers our need, so now we do. Apparently, the school has allocated more support for infrastructural development.
Ah, the basketball court renovation.
Yes, that's one of them. It seems that the school desperately wants to impress the new board and the institution who want to see the tangible result of the funding they have been sending.
Well, that's just not fair. Investing in students' development is also worth every penny. I mean, we've been contributing in building the school's reputation. Just look at the line of trophies we have won on behalf of the school.
Yeah, we're on the same page here, Jess. Can't agree more. Let's just see how this sponsorship is going.
Fingers crossed.
Number 31. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 32. Why did the woman miss the practice the week before? Number 33. What does the man mean when he says, "Blood is thicker than water"? Number 34. What does the new uniform look like? Number 35. What are the speaker's opinion regarding the school funding? Questions 36 to 40. Listen to the conversation between a librarian and a student.
Hi. I'm new here. I'm wondering if there's a place where I can hook my laptop up. I just need some more resources to finish this project, but my laptop's battery drained too fast, so I have to keep it plugged in.
Sure. We do have a power outlet at every seat, so you can bring a laptop and plug it in. In case you are in need, there's a whole area here on the main floor where connection for the internet is available.
Nice. This library can be like a one-stop convenient place for me to work on my projects. The resources, the books, and everything else I need are available right here.
Yeah.
Not to mention photocopiers that we have too. They're down the hallway to your right.
Awesome. How much do you charge?
5 cents a copy. Self-service.
That won't be a problem. And, about checking out the books. How long can I borrow them for? I've got one problem that I haven't figured out, so I need to dig even deeper in the astronomy section.
Our loan period varies between 2 to 4 weeks. You can request extended loan time to get one more week with the book, as long as no one else waiting to check it out.
Right. One last thing. I can't find this book by Clay Jensen. I have worked my way through the catalog, and it says that it is classified as rare books.
Yes. Rare books. Most of them are almost a century old. They are in a separate room up on the third floor. The temperature in the room is controlled to preserve the old paper in them. You need to get special permission to enter the room and then put on some gloves provided there, you know, to protect the books from the oil in our hands, which can destroy the already weak papers.
Okay. I suppose that's all I need to know. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Number 36. Why does the student come to the library? Number 37. What does the student think about the library? Number 38. What does the librarian say about the copiers? Number 39. Under what condition does the student can borrow the books longer? Number 40. What is the procedure before accessing the rare books?
End of Part B.
Part C. Directions. In part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 41 to 45. Listen to a monologue delivered by a man.
How many of you knows is following the Winter Olympic Games on TV? Behind such glorious events lie problematical controversies. As you have expected, sports events are closely tied to doping issue. It started in 1967 when IOC, the International Olympic Committee, launched the drug testing protocols and randomly started to test athletes a year later. The first one to test positive was a West German hockey player, Alois Schloter. To prevent the use of any banned substance, mostly steroids, in the future, they also did the testing outside of competition. It was full of challenges, though, because there wasn't any standardized test procedures. Thanks to international sporting federations who began coordinating efforts in the late 1980s, the standardized drug testing protocols was established. However, a scandal emerged in the 2006 Winter Olympics involving the trend of blood doping. Well, basically it was just blood transfusions or synthetic hormones such as erythropoietin, EPO. But it can improve oxygen flow and reduce fatigue, so it was considered doping anyway. As a response to the violation, the Italian police conducted a raid on specimens and equipment, followed by the suspension of 12 cross-country skiers who tested positive for blood doping. They found unusually high levels of hemoglobin in the athlete's blood. Another scandal emerged in the 2014 Winter Olympics, where 46 Russian athletes acted on evidence that their urine samples were tampered with. Later on, the IOC began disciplinary proceedings against these athletes. See? I hope you guys are aware that no method of doping is legal, not even in a small scale of sport event, like the inter-schools competition we're having this month. I hope none of you would ever have to take drugs for the sake of sport. Ever. Legal proceeding will be taken when necessary. Alright, let's get to practice.
Number 41. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 42. What is the purpose of drug testing outside of competition? Number 43. What can be inferred about the blood doping? Number 44. What was the second scandal mentioned in the talk? Number 45. Where does this talk take place? Question 46 to 50. Listen to a lecture delivered by a woman.
So, speaking of tonight, I don't know if you know this, but there's a penumbral lunar eclipse at 11:49. A penumbral lunar eclipse means that the moon is going to be submerged in the penumbral cone of the Earth without touching the umbra. So, the Earth's shadow is the penumbra. The penumbra, which means almost in Latin, is the area in which only a small portion of the light source is covered by the blocking object. There's a narrow path within the penumbra and outside the umbra. Tonight, the moon is going to pass through it. But sometimes the path is too small to contain the moon. The width of the penumbra depends on the sun's angular diameter at the time of the eclipse and whether the eclipse occurs at its nearest or farthest point in its orbit around the Earth. There's going to be a shadow over the moon, growing slowly. However, oftentimes, looking at the size of the moon and also the width of the penumbral path, there aren't many total eclipses. But still, you don't want to miss this. The last time it happened was back in 2006, and you probably won't get another chance until 2053. I could maybe point it out to you if you want, if you come tonight to the school field. But don't ever come if you haven't finished the homework. Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Number 46. What does the woman say about penumbra? Number 47. What does the woman say about the path where the moon passes through? Number 48. Why is there small chance that the eclipse is going to be total penumbral? Number 49. Why does the woman think the eclipse is special? Number 50. When does the woman say the students can come to the field? End of part C.